Hi family, my name is Alice and I'm an addict.
Hi Alice.
I'm very grateful to be here. I'm also very nervous. I had one of those days where I just wanted to break down and cry. I've had a very stressful week at work and I feel completely overwhelmed. But coming to this meeting every week, it grounds me. Where do I begin? It's very hard to try and condense 28 years into 20 minutes. I'm coming up for my 18 months clean next week. I have a sponsor. I'm currently on step 7, digesting a big fat slice of humble pie coming out of my 6. I've been sharing about this a lot recently, actually. My favourite reading is Why Are We Here? And there's this beautiful line at the beginning that says, through our inability to accept personal responsibilities, we are actually creating our own problems. And I love that. I love that sentence because I think it's just so apt for me and my life. Because one thing that came out of my 6 was I didn't realise how entitled I was. When we think of entitlement, we think of, I'm so special, I'm so amazing, I deserve special treatment. But entitlement can also be, I'm so bad, my life is so hard, I need you to make allowances for me. And, I lived my life like that for a very long time. I thought I was entitled to my entitlement and entitled to my resentments. And, I was a very, very angry person. And, my entitlement also manifests as playing the victim. I love playing the victim because by doing that, I put the responsibility on you to validate me. I'm expecting... I'm entitled to that validation, and similarly as well, I also take responsibility for your problems and try and save you, because I expect validation in return. It's always selfish and conditional, and that's why it's entitlement. very apt. I thought I was entitled to my entitlement. Going back to the beginning, I had one of those childhoods that no child should ever have to have. And I don't think it made me an addict, but what I do know is I grew up without an ounce of self-esteem or self-love. I didn't know what self-respect was. I come from a place of quite violent sexual abuse and neglect. I lost my virginity when I was 7 years old, and during that process I also had some ribs broken and some teeth knocked out. And the first time I picked up drugs was I was 12 years old, and my mum, she's got really bad bipolar, and she used to have this cabinet in the bathroom with all her medications in and sleeping tablets, all sorts. And I took all of that and pocketed it and took it to school with me and tried to overdose. And I subsequently ended up having my stomach pumped and getting put in care. And from there, it was kind of history. I kind of realized that drugs were the solution for me to kill and numb all my feelings, because everything was so fucking overwhelming for me. The uncomfortability, I have quite bad OCD, which manifests in like personal cleaning. When I'm really stressed, I'll sort of have like 10 showers a day and bath in like acid and fire, and I won't feel clean enough, and I still want to rip my skin off. And maybe that is a result of the trauma. Who knows? But it was difficult dealing with that, so for me, drugs were the answer. I can summarise my whole life, before getting clean, as a very sad and desperate attempt of looking for love in all the wrong places to try and kill those feelings. You know, in instances of my insanity and the places that drugs took me. When I was 14, I was enamored with this this guy called JP, proper pikey boy, chunky hands, just how I like him. And he says to me, he's like, "Oh, Alice, come to this house in Thornton Heath and help me cook up." And I was like, "Anything you want, you know?" Because you know, if it's not drugs, it's you know, looking for love, or should I say, codependency. So you know, I went along thinking, you know, oh, he really, really likes me, really loves me. I'll do anything for him. Let's cook up. And I got locked in a room, and I got made to work. And afterwards, I went and smoked with everyone in the house, and I kept going back day after day, knowing what I was going back to, because I was searching for something to just kill those feelings. You know, I felt like if I'm horrifically people-pleasing and gratifying people sexually, you know, that will fill me and that will make me feel whole. You know, trying to just fill that fucking void. You know, and I know that I'm very well aware that I'm the only woman sitting in this room right now. But, you know, if you can't identify with my past, you know, I always use this analogy when I share, and you know, because one thing that I've learned in NA is that, you know, we all look different, we all come from different places, we all have different stories, but the feelings that we share, the feelings are all the same. And you know, for me, before I got clean, it felt like I was out treading deep water out at sea, and the waves just keep coming over my head. And I'm desperately like thrashing about, trying to just get my head above water and breathe, you know, like gasping for breath. And my arms and legs are getting really fucking tired, and the waves keep coming, and I feel like I can't breathe. And I just need it to stop for one fucking second, just so I can catch my breath, you know. And it's not stopping, and I'm getting really tired, and I feel like I'm fucking drowning, you know, drowning in my feelings, drowning in life. I can't deal with any of it. And I always thought that my drugs were like my life jacket, you know, keeping my head above water, and actually they were the rocks tied to my fucking feet. And you know, as soon as I cut those ropes, yeah, I feel like I can breathe again. You know, I can't begin to describe how beautiful that feeling is, that gift that recovery has given me. You know, just I feel like I can breathe on a daily basis. You know, I feel like I can do life again. So yeah, I came to the fellowship in late 2020. You know, by that point I was physically dependent, puking blood in the morning. I'd stripped my stomach lining. It was very grim existence. And you know, I tried doing, over the years, I've done geographicals, I've nearly bankrupted myself paying for therapy, I've done it all and nothing's worked. And I came to NA off the back of a self-imposed period of abstinence from another drug. And I was kind of in the midst of this ongoing relapse, and I was very fortunate. I've got some very good people in my life, and a friend who has 8 years clean in another fellowship got in contact with me and 12-stepped me and put me in touch with a woman who I later asked to be my sponsor. And you know, I knew from the first meeting she invited me to, she was sharing it. And yeah, it was the first time that I've ever heard that brutal honesty. You know, it's like I don't know that woman, and she's talking about my story, and it's the things are different, but the feelings, you know, it's like she was looking straight into my soul, and it was uncomfortable. And you know, I fought the surrender for a good few months. And it took me nearly putting myself in hospital again to really, you know, be like, okay, this is it now. And Jesus Christ, you know, I I surrendered and I never looked back. You know, actual relapse is not part of my story, thank goodness. You know, it's not a requirement. You don't need to. It's okay if you do. But yeah, I really don't have words to thank you. I really don't have words to describe how grateful I am for this. You know, my life has changed completely. In so many ways, you know, material ways, but more importantly, you know, the peace is just indescribable. I keep it very simple. I work a hard program. I'm continuously working on my steps. I'm continuously doing at least 3 meetings a week minimum. I'm always in contact with my sponsor. You know, I do all the suggestions. You know, it's a simple program for complicated people. Yeah, and you know, I like to complicate it. But you know, I can't stress the importance of, I'm a firm believer of the step work, literature and step work. That's what the secret ingredient, you know. So if you're not working the steps, please start working the steps. You know, that's where the real change happens. You know, I came to NA thinking that I just really needed to stop using drugs. And I knew deep down that there was something more that I needed to work on, and I wasn't quite sure what that was, but I knew that I just needed to stop using drugs. And you know, when you actually start working the steps, you realise that, you know, drugs are just the symptom. I heard a lady share here a while ago, and I firmly believe this in my core. She said that, you know, we all have a wound, and our wounds are all different shapes and sizes, and some of us know what they are, they're blaringly obvious, some of us don't. But we all just have this wound and we're just trying to self-medicate it. And you know, for me, the cure to that wound, it's not drugs, and it's not looking for something outside of myself. It's finally learning how to love and accept myself. Which is a work in progress, you know. I didn't just wake up on day one and think, fuck me, I'm God's gift, you know. Oh, sorry, swearing. You know, it's a work in progress, but, you know, for me, the way that I do that is by starting to respect myself. You know, if I start respecting myself, I start accepting myself. And, you know, I do a hell of a lot of self-care, even when I don't want to do it. You know, because I know how important that is. It's just important as doing the step work. It's just important as, you know, writing my gratitude. And another amazing thing that I don't think people talk about enough, gratitude. You know, people always say, I'm a bit of a slag for an NA slogan, but people always say, don't leave before the miracle happens. And I believe that miracle is a change in your perception. And the way that we achieve that is by practicing gratitude. And I say practice because it's an action word that you have to do. You don't just wake up and be grateful. So, you know, religiously, every single day for the past 18 months, I do at least 10 things that I'm grateful for every single day. And it's a miraculous tool, something so simple yet so powerful, just like our program. You know, who would have thought it? Like, who would have thought it? Yeah, I'm very aware that my time's running out, and I really hope that someone got something from that. I'm really grateful to be here. Thank you so much. I'll leave it there.